Hey, guys. Thanks for coming in on a Saturday. On behalf of the Eagles organization, I want to start by expressing our condolences to Coach Peterson and his family. Last night, his father, Gordon, passed away. So all of us are thinking about him and his family today as we do this. Second part of this is we want to thank Sam Bradford for his role with us since he's been here. Obviously, it's a hard thing for us to do as an organization, trading our starting quarterback, and I want to thank him for the way he acted and operated on and off the field.
In your depth chart, that's where we're at now.
Is Carson Wentz the one now if healthy?
You know, the coaches are all out of the office. They'll be back today. In terms of who we're going to be playing this week, that's a coach's decision, so we'll kind of operate from there.
You originally said you thought it was best when you draft a quarterback like this to have him sit for a while, possibly a year, and then Doug Peterson said the same thing. Mm-hmm. How did that change to now Carson possibly being the guy in playing?
Well, circumstances change, you know, and you got to take things one day at a time and see what goes on with your football team. And for us, when we look at our football team and how they perform in the offseason, during training camp, seeing how our defense has performed in the new scheme with Coach Schwartz, obviously the special teams has been a strength for us. We felt like this was an opportunity for us, not only now, but going forward, that we had to take advantage of.
Why is Carson, whether he starts or not, he's obviously going to move up in the depth chart. Why is he more ready now than before the trade?
Well, I don't know so much if it's before the trade, but when you get all the information and you sit down with your coaching staff and with everyone in your front office and you just talk about where he's at physically and mentally, and the progress he's made, because a big part of this is mental and being able to come in and being able to learn the offense and adjust to life in the National Football League. So it doesn't affect by the trade. I mean, our plan wasn't to trade Sam Bradford. Situation and circumstance arose that we felt it was best for our organization moving forward.
Some people are going to think
yeah, it's been hectic, Zach. You know, obviously there was the injury to Teddy and the relationship that we have with the Vikings and Rick Spielman is good, and that line of communication is always open this time of year. You're having a lot of phone calls and a lot of conversations, and that's the fun part about it is that you're able to have those conversations and talk about hypotheticals. And because of our quarterback depth chart, we got some calls this week, and it wasn't really we didn't initiate any phone calls, but as it went through it and we talked about the scenario and how hard it would be for us to trade Sam, our starting quarterback, a week before the regular season and put us in this situation, and they realized that, they understood that, and that's how the trade came about.
Howie, some of the people think that without Sam Bradford, you don't have as much of a chance to win the division. I think that's kind of obvious. How do you explain to people that, I don't want to say give up on the season, but how do you explain to people that type of scenario?
Yeah, our job is to try to build something great. And I also think it would be discredit to our veteran players and really our whole football team to discount them and the effort that they've given us. We have a lot of talented players on this roster. At the same time, we're trying to build something great. And we have an opportunity with this to get back into the first round of the 2017 draft, get a pick in 2018 that we thought was important, and utilize that cash and cap space to improve the team in other areas that we didn't have prior to this week. So
it's about the future, not about this year.
No, if we didn't have the confidence in how our team was playing and how we're kind of structuring the team and the quarterbacks that were on the roster, we couldn't do this. But when we put all that together, we felt like in balancing today and the future, it was the right move for us.
How many other teams around the league that had injuries to their quarterbacks and that need a starter? Had anyone else come to you looking for to trade for Sam?
You know, there have been conversations about every player, every position on our roster. In terms of the specifics, I think this was the only thing that really got this far. Obviously, it got pretty far. But a lot of it is just chumming, you know, just kind of figuring out what people can get. And maybe we do that sometimes too.
You said that the fourth round pick that you got in 2018 can become a three or a two based on conditions.
Yes.
Is that true, first of all? And secondly, what conditions would make the pick turn from a four to a three or a two?
Yeah, it is true. It's a team. It's team qualifiers, and we probably could give it out right after the trade if that were after the press conference if that works.
I was talking with Sam about you know what you did, and this is obviously yet another move for him. What was his reaction?
Yeah, we have spoken to Sam. I have left him a message. I've not connected with him yet personally, but Coach spoke to him. Obviously, him and his relationship with our quarterbacks, and it was important for him to reach out, even in, with what he's going through personally. But he did speak to him, and Sam's a professional, and he acted like a professional in the conversation.
Allie, it seemed like that was important to the organization to take the long view when it came to Wentz, particularly since he's coming out of North Dakota State, wanting to develop him slowly since he's such an important part of the future of the franchise. What have you seen over the course of a spring and summer, especially when he only played parts of one preseason game, to make you to think that he's now ready to take on this kind of challenge so quick?
Well, it starts with his attention to detail, the way he goes about his business. But at the same time, we rely on the people who are around him all the time. That starts with our head coach, and it goes to our offensive coordinator and our quarterback coach. And they're in the meeting rooms. They're with him on the field when our other quarterbacks are playing. They're in his ear when he's practicing and playing. They go through the thought process with him, and they've been around some great ones. You know, we're fortunate to have those guys along with our entire coaching staff. And we rely on what they're seeing and hearing as well. But certainly our interaction with him and in our discussions with him, he's come a long way even since we got him in April.
Questions about this move because now you're going with the young team. What is your view of what this season should be?
What was the second part of that?
What is your view of expectations now for this season? Have they changed because?
Well, I'll answer that part first. You know, throughout the offseason, our expectation is we're going to get better as a football team. We're going to reflect the determination and drive that this city has. We're going to be tough on both sides of the ball. We're going to build along the lines, and we kept 11 offensive linemen and 10 defensive linemen, and we'll see progress. And I think that's the expectation. How that translates, I have no idea. You know, I think a lot of it, which we've seen this week and really shows up in this trade, is who's going to be healthy and who's going to be playing at the end. So I think that's kind of the expectations. In terms of our veteran players, you know, part of this also was just during camp, you get an opportunity to talk to your veteran players a lot and just talk to them about what they see and what they're feeling. And we got really good veteran leadership on this football team, and all of us, and I have had the opportunity to go talk to them and ask them what they see in that quarterback room, and all positive on Sam. There's no question about that, but also what they think about our other two quarterbacks. And we feel like they have a lot of confidence in those guys as well, and this gives them all an opportunity to show their leadership and to all rally around those guys and come together as a football team. Well, he's has a big part in this. We're not making any trade without having a lot of communication with our head coach, and so this didn't start just yesterday. And he was here till yesterday afternoon before he got out, and he was abreast of everything that was going on. Now, obviously, there are some times that he's got to be with his family, and we respect that and we appreciate that. And so, a tough time all around, you know, and. The way that he's handling this, it's just really remarkable, and you have a lot of admiration for him as a person.
Did you feel this offer was kind of too good to pass up from the sense that, like, if you held out to Sam maybe after the season, you probably wouldn't have been able to get as much in return?
We felt like it was a good opportunity for both teams, that in their situation, the football team that they have, that it was a good opportunity for them to get a quarterback of Sam's caliber. And at the same time, we felt like in the situation that we were and how our depth chart looked, not only at the quarterback position, but going forward by adding these picks and getting that cap room to put back into our football team, that would serve us well too. So you look for win-win opportunities when you make these trades, you know. You want to have relationships with people where you can go back and make trades that are good for both teams, and we're hopeful that it works out for both sides.
Of course, Carson Wentz is going to get a CT scan in the next couple of days. And is it necessary for him to get another one before he's ready to practice fully?
You know, Sal, it's hard for me to talk about the medical terminology, but I would just say that we meet with our doctors and trainers before we make final cuts, and they're very confident about how he was feeling and his prognosis going forward.
How we did the trade for Carson, there was an unprecedented – it was pretty much unprecedented that you would have both Sam and Carson here in the situations and the amount of money that you devoted to that position. Did you find it increasingly difficult with the way that Carson played to serve both of those masters?
Did you forget to add Chase? Did you want to
add Chase as well?
Yeah, another guy. Perfect. I was thinking about that, so I forgot your question, to be fair.
Well, no, I mean, just serving two masters of having someone in place, Sam, and playing for the now versus Carson and the future.
Serving two masters. Did we find it hard to kind of go along both paths?
Did it change, and did you start to realize with the way that Carson was playing that it was difficult to serve both those masters and to start the Carson project?
Well, the only circumstance that changed was this trade offer from the Vikings. You know, this was not our blueprint. This was not part of the plan. But as we sit, we have to be flexible, and we have to be able to take advantage of opportunities that give us an opportunity to get where we want to be. And our organization has had a run of success at some point, but we're trying to get that trophy. And to do that, sometimes you got to do things like this that aren't so easy to do a week before the season starts.
Was there any concern about Carson possibly having to only take scout reps if Sam had stayed here, and whether that would have affected his development as well?
No, I think that for us it was about this particular trade. We weren't looking to move Sam. We didn't make any calls on Sam. It was just as we looked at the offer and what we felt like it could do for our football team going forward, we felt like it was in the best interest of our team.
Does this though bring clarity to what you're doing this season? I mean, it doesn't seem like you're doing one thing on one hand and another on the other. It's more about one unified purpose, right?
Well, it's about the team, and for us, it's about building identity as a football team in all three phases, and that's on offense, defense, and special teams, and it's never just about one guy when you talk about 53 guys as the ultimate team sport.
Even before the injury to Teddy Bridgewater, had you thought about the possibility of what it would take for another team to trade for Sam?
No, not really, because we were really going forward, and it didn't seem like it was realistic to play that game, really. And even when we first got the call, it wasn't really a strong consideration because of what it meant to our football team right now and what it would take to make a trade of this magnitude with really a week to go before the season and all the plans that we had going forward. So it's not an easy trigger to pull when you talk about all that, but when we sat down and we talked to a lot of people in our organization, on the coaching staff, in the front office, certainly ownership, and felt like this was something that was a good opportunity for us to get where we want to go eventually.
Was it a two-day process, a three-day process? I mean, how many days between offer and...
We knew where we needed to be to consider this, and I think that's probably also a good question for the Vikings because... we were pretty clear that for us to even consider something, it was going to have to be significant. And I think that at the end of the day, until it got to those levels, we have so much going on right now. And it was hard to spend a lot of time on stuff. It wasn't as much of a normal negotiation as you've had a give and take, a back and forth, because we had a starting quarterback. So we felt like there had to be a significant price to pay for that, and for their football team and where they are, it's a good trade for them too.
In this conversation, did they have to go a long way to get to where you wanted to be?
Well, yeah, it doesn't really normally start that way. That unfortunately, you ask and they just say yes. It would be great if they do, but it took a little while. But we were pretty comfortable in what we were asking for, and the relationship that we have with them and Rick in particular, and I know Rick for a long time, and our teams have always had a good relationship with those guys. So for us and everything that was going on, I think the timing of the year where we don't have a lot of time before the cuts and we don't have a lot of time before the game, that there wasn't a lot of time to kind of play games. So for us, this was, we told them basically where we had to be to even open up conversations, and that was after them calling us a couple of times. And again, we did not go into this wanting to trade Sam Bradford. We did not call anyone on Sam Bradford. But after the trade offer they made, we just felt like this was the right decision for our football team.
On the 53, there are four linebackers. What's the plan there? And also, do you anticipate Lane Johnson being there?
Well, in terms of our 53-man roster, it's fluid right now. We'll see what happens in the next couple of days. 4-3 team, four linebackers, that's a low number, you know. And we'll just have to see what shakes out and what happens going forward, and what's out there. And that's the process we're going through right now. And I have no comment on Lane.
Howie, had Tom Condon or Sam had come to you since they initially made the trade request since then?
No.
And was Tom involved in this?
No. It's been incredibly positive. Sam's had a great camp. He's been really instrumental in grabbing our young players, grabbing our young receivers after practice and working with them. And again, it was never a thought. We were all moving forward and trying to have as best season as we possibly could with him under center. And it wasn't in any of our minds. This really kind of came out of the blue. We were having meetings when Teddy got hurt, and we wish him the best and a speedy recovery. And I remember looking in the draft room, it was on TV, and saying what happened. And that was the first time. And then from there, I think that was Tuesday. And from there, it happened pretty quickly. I mean, to have a trade of this magnitude happen in this quick of a period of time when we're still playing a game and we're cutting down, I think it speaks to the relationship we have and the ease of which we can kind of cut through it with them.
This summer, where you realized Carson was ready if circumstances dictated that you went in this direction?
There was. I think that, again, you rely on the coaches, and when you talk to them and the guys they've been around, you understood that there was a lot of confidence in his ability. And the biggest transition for anything is the mental aspect and picking up the offense. And he's worked out the last couple of days before he came back to practice, and just seeing him with his receivers and his ability to verbalize the play call and really his comfort level in that. But it's more important for the coaches to feel that way. And what we do when we cut down is we meet with our coaching staff, we meet with our personnel staff, and we heard it from them. And obviously they didn't know this was going on. But when they said that to us and with the conversations we were having, it made us feel more comfortable to do this.
Commenting on you spent more money than anything in the league on draft free agents.
Mm-hmm.
By my count, I think four made it. Why were undrafted guys seemingly prioritized?
Well, it goes back to we don't have the same amount of resources we've had in the past because of the picks that we traded. Now, we got some of those back here. But we feel like we got to find ways to improve this football team in an unconventional manner. And when you look at the percentage of the roster taken by undrafted free agents after first-round picks, I think it's the highest percentage of players on rosters. And for us, we felt like we needed to throw darts at that pool of guys that we liked. And it's hard to recruit undrafted free agents after the draft. You're competing against 31 other teams. So we looked at the amount of resources we put into that, and if we can get a couple of guys out of it, how it would work from us. And we're hopeful that, you know, it's not just now that it works, but going forward, some of those guys are guys who contribute to our football team.
Without commenting on the end game, being at 13 and being able to move up to 2 and get what you think can be a franchise quarterback, and then in this situation to get first-round pick back, the end game, are you surprised that you're actually able to get to this point and satisfied about where you're at with this?
I don't know. It's such a busy time, John. It's hard to figure out kind of what your emotions are. I mean, it's hard to trade your starting quarterback a week before, and that's a hard thing to do. All of us, again, it's kind of a little somber around here, not only because of that, because of Coach Peterson and how we feel about him and his family. So in terms of what we're trying to do, we're just trying to put together and have a process where we can become a great team again. And we think our fans deserve that, and that's what we're looking to do. And we know that's a process that doesn't happen overnight, and we're just going to take it, you know, one day at a time and one transaction at a time.
Without commenting on Lane specifically, how difficult is it to put together a 53-man roster when you don't know the status of a player?
Come on, dude. I have no comment on that. We go with all the information we have. We can only go with the information that we have at this point. So, you know, until someone tells us different about anyone on our roster, we go with the 53 guys we think give us the best chance, and that's what we did in, today.
And why is Najee one of them?
You know, Najee has a history here, and for us, that was a really tough decision. We had a couple of really tough decisions with guys that have been around and that have been part of this. And, you know, we'll just see what happens here in the next couple of days and over the next couple of weeks. Obviously, thank Najee for his time here, but not ruling out anything going forward. We got to just see how it all shakes out, and we'll do that over the next couple of days.
Alex, thanks.